Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drummer, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No matter who or what you are or where you are, we must praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we come to give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names. Therefore, one greater than you, O God, Lord, teach us how to exalt you even more in all our situations and circumstances. Oh, Father God, you're more than worthy to be praised. I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, my Lord, my God, we thank you, O God, for new mercy and new grace today. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, clothing our right mind, O God. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Our soul, hallelujah, shall make us boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, man, by the Lord with me, everybody. And let us exalt his name together today, in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we thank you. We trust you, oh Lord God, and you heard us, oh God, and you delivered us from all our fears, and we thank you, oh God. Oh, praise and see, everybody, that the Lord is good. Bless them who trust in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yes, we thank you. We come to praise you, oh God. We come to worship the one true God today, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we give our hearts to you, Lord. Please teach us how to be humble. We give our feet to you, Lord. Please help us not to stumble. Our hearts belong to you, Lord. Oh, let us see your holy way. Help us to look straight ahead, oh God, and seek you every day. With our ears, oh God, let us hear you, oh Lord. Every time you call, we give ourselves to you, Lord God. We will obey you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give our hands to you, Lord. We lift them up in praise today. We will worship you, oh God. For you are the one true God. All are blessed, huh? That all our days are blessed, oh God. We thank them. Our love will give to you, oh Lord. We shout with victory. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We belong to you, Lord God. Now we are living free in the name of Jesus Christ. My God, my God. He called out of Shakaya. We can't thank you enough. Father God, in Jesus' name, we surrender ourselves to you right now. Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, your word says in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, to call upon you, and you will show us great and mighty things that we do not know, oh God. Lord God, we come to you and we cry out. We call unto you, creator of the universe. We ask to show us your great and mighty things, of the unfathomable riches of your glory and splendor, all that you are, hallelujah. Help us to plumb the depth of your being and know you. We worship you, oh God. We praise your holy name. Bless be your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah for your name, God. For you are only him, God of all power, one creator. You are Jehovah Shammah, the Lord in power without companion. You are El Denaya, the Lord of great Lord, oh God. Lord, you are El Eliam, the God Most High. You're your I am the one who is, the self-existing one. Lord, we just want to say thank you. You are Jehovah Rapha. The Lord is our shepherd and we're strong on Lord. You are Jehovah Rekadishim, the Lord who sanctifies. You are Jehovah Sikador, the Lord our righteousness. You are Jehovah Gabor, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. You are El Roha, the God who sees me. You are Jehovah Nisi, the Lord is our battle. You are El Shaddai, the awful Christian one, the God of Rome. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, we thank you. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us. We declare the covenant here today. Touch right now. Heal everybody on the line today. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of our people. Just keep coming this year right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. You are Jehovah Kabbalah, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies who battle for us. Oh, my Lord, my God, that we can decree and declare victory in the because you go before us. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. You are El Olam, the eternal God, the everlasting God. You're El Shaddai, you're El Elohim, my Lord, the God of Israel. And we just want to say thank you. Welcome everybody to the show today. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and praise God. Give him all praise, glory, and honor for what he's already done, what he's about to do. Hallelujah. What he's doing right now. In the name of
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God, for what you're about to do in everybody's life, God. God, you the same God yesterday and today, God. You the same God that rise Lazarus from the dead, God. You rise him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God. You the same God that set me free, God. You the same God that restored me. And I want to say thank you, God. You the God, the same God that said, let it be, and it was, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God. I just want to say thank you, God. I just want to thank you about my how you restore my children and their right state of mind. I would just thank you for restoring my mind in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just thank you, God. Do you have a mouth of thanksgiving? Do you have a heart of thanksgiving? We just come to give all God all praise, going and just thank him for what he's doing, what he's already done, and what you're trusting him to do. Hallelujah. Can you pray today just thanking him? Hallelujah. When you look back over your life and you see where God has brought you from, hallelujah, that you're not who you used to be, but God. Hallelujah. When man calls you out, but God, my Lord, my God, open up your mouth and shout and give God praise and honor and glory today. Just the kind of Lord, shout glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. I do want to shout today. I want to shout about the healing. I want to thank God for the healing of my lungs and letting the new medication work. He shows
Amen.
Me daily in different instances and things that I'm doing, and my breathing is so, so much better. And I just want to shout and thank him for my
thank
new life.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for that testimony, Sister Connie Northern. Northern God is able. God is still working in us today. Hallelujah. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, open up your mouth and shout, Sister. Hallelujah. Join in Adams. Go ahead and give God a praise. Go ahead and shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just thank God for just waking me up this morning. I just thank God for his grace, giving me another chance to just pray to him. I just thank God for giving me patience. I thank God for giving me strength. I thank God for giving me courage. I thank God for softening my heart. I just thank God for renewing my heart, giving me a new heart. I just thank God for everything that he's doing. I thank God for deliverance and healing. I just thank God for the supernatural increase, like supernatural miracle signs and wonders. I just pray enlarging my territory. I just thank God for, hallelujah, blessing my family, for blessing my friends, for blessing my leaders in Jesus' name. And I just thank God for what he's doing in my life in this hour and every day in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the way you do. You just thank God. Hallelujah. When you think about it, when you look back over your life and realize, I got life. Hallelujah. As long as I have life in my body, as long as I got breath in my body, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to thank him every moment, every hour of the day, just thanking God going throughout the day because he's worthy. He's more than worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We just want to say thank you. Open up your mouth. The vantage is giving the revelation. Open your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. The enemy tried to make me be quiet. I got really, really sick before I was on this line, and then I got on here and heard my sister, especially Jordan, that used to then say two words, and I said, you know what, Emma, you ain't going to stop me. I'm going to shout with my sisters, and I love y'all, and God bless you, and God is so worthy to be praised. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. She said, I'm not going to let the enemy shut me up and shout at me. Tell me, you a liar. I'm going to shout. I'm going to get on here. Because she texted me and told me, Pastor, I'm not feeling well, but I'm going to be on. I said, okay, God bless you. We're going to be praying for you as usual. And then she heard, hallelujah, we come to encourage each other today. When you see what God is doing, somebody else, hallelujah, and you say, oh, God, but God, I can't be quiet. And I see my sister, hallelujah. She received what God is. We have been praying about, hallelujah, that she's opened up her mouth and she's speaking the things of God, and I gotta say something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We get excited. See, that's what we're supposed to do. This morning, as we were praying this morning, our scripture was that we're all part of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And no point is better than ever. We need all parts to be effective. Hallelujah. If you didn't have your hand, how would you operate effectively? If you didn't have your feet or your legs, how would you operate effectively? So we need every part. And we rejoice. Hallelujah. When one is being rewarded, when one is being honored. Hallelujah. We come together and we rejoice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless God. Keep you. Evangelist Rafa, we thank God for you. We love you. Open up your mouth and shout right now. Sister, hallelujah. Brenda, Brenda Gale, hallelujah. Give God our prayers going on and shout glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. I know that I know that I know there is a God, and Jesus loves me. Through personal experiences, I know him. Lord is indeed the good shepherd who leads me and loves me. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah, 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 glory to God, to God be the glory, amen, to God be the glory, hallelujah, Father God, we thank you, she said God is good all the time, don't you know God is good all the time, oh, he's better than good, that's not a word that can really describe the God that we serve, hallelujah, all knowing, all seeing, hallelujah, everywhere, where you go, God can reach you in your phone, where God is right there, hallelujah, listening, hallelujah, when you, no one else can God, so come to your aid, God is there. He can set you out of that situation, and you know nothing but nobody but God. Hallelujah. That God is good. God is a good shepherd. Hallelujah. How many of you know that we follow a good shepherd? Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Hey, come on, equal more shall I am. In the name of Jesus Christ, for the Lord is our shepherd, that we shall not want. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let him lead you and guide you and keep you all the days of your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Dylan, open up your mouth, Mama, and give God our praise, glory, and honor, and shout. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just thank you today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You woke me up with a brand new grace and mercy this morning.
Amen.
I just thank you. I thank you for the roof over my head. Thank you for my health. I thank you for the healing that you already done, the healing that you're going to continue doing. I thank you that all my family is well in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in there. I thank you for the finance. I really do. I thank you for the finances, Lord. Just thank you, Lord. Just use me, Lord. I use me, Lord. Use me. I could dance right now, but I'll get out of here. I'll dance, 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 dance. All night.
Dance,
hallelujah.
All
thank
night.
You, Lord. Thank
all
you.
Night. Hey. Hallelujah. All night. All night. Say, what I think about Jesus and what he's done for me. What I think about Jesus and how he set me free. I can dance, 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 dance. All night. Come on, y'all. All night. All night. All night. Come on. That's my song. What I think about Jesus. What he's done for me. Come on. Come on, y'all. You know, when you were sick in your body and you couldn't move, you couldn't get up. How you? When your finances were looking like nothing. Hallelujah. We're talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. And how is that we free? Hallelujah. I can dance, 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 dance all night, no matter where you at. No matter where you are, can you look around where you are right now and just thank God? Can you look around in your house right now? Can you look around in your workplace and thank God that you have a roof over your head? Can you thank God that you're protected? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, when you take a look around, a retrospect, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, hey, hey. My God, I get excited. Hallelujah, nobody but God, and I thank God for it. Hallelujah, glory to God. If you're just now tuning in to the shout and you want to shout with us today, if it's your first time on the shout and you've been here before and you didn't know what was going on, honey, but you know we were shouting and giving God praise. Plus one, we want to hear your voice. We want to hear what God is telling you. We want to hear your testimony. We want to hear your voice today, just shouting, giving God all praise and glory and God and honor. We just thank God right now. Hallelujah. If you want to shout, just press one on your phone. Today we have many people that's on the line today. We want you to share in our joy. We want you to come into agreement with God is doing on this line today of those that believe, because we come believing and we come to receive in the name of Jesus Christ. And then we come to encourage one another. Hallelujah. Through the word of God today. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So many are dealing with all types of sicknesses in their body, aches, pain, and discomfort, and the enemy has attacked them with all kinds of afflictions. And family, and I want to pray today for those right now that are needing healing, as well as myself, my husband, and family members, and loved ones, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. The healing of the Lord will stream forth right now in the name of Jesus Christ. So we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name. Hallelujah. Combined with our faith, the healing of the Lord will stream forth speedily in the name of Jesus Christ. We cry out to you, God, and you healed us right now. You kept us alive, and we thank you, Lord God. By your stripes, we are healed, and we receive the healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Open up your mouth and receive your healing right now, the Lord. Hallelujah. We tell the God that is omnipotent, omnipresent. There's no way that you can go that God can touch and heal your body. body, heal your mind, heal your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, speak a word, oh God, Lord, and heal us this very hour in the name of Jesus Christ. It's 12 o'clock hour here in the United States of America. We declare and declare right now that we are good, we are in good health, and we are alive. Only we shall live and not die, proclaim the works of the Lord our God. The fear of the Lord is our health to our body and strength to our bones. We will give, only attention to the words of God. We will incline our ears to his sayings. They will not depart from our eyes. We will keep them in the midst of our heart because they are our life to us, hallelujah, and health to our bodies. We will speak with wisdom and promote health right now in the name of Jesus Christ throughout the land. Hallelujah. We will receive and speak only pleasant words. They are like a honeycomb, sweetness to our soul and health to our bones. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. We declare in the crowd that we are prosperous in all things and in good health, just as our soul prospers. And heaven and earth are our witnesses. We choose life so that both our descendants and I will live. Hallelujah. A long life and life in abundance. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare in the crowd right now, oh Lord, that you are our life and the midst of our days. And we love you, Lord God. We choose to obey you and we cling to you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare, oh Lord, that you are the restorer of our life and the nourisher of our old age. In the name of Jesus Christ, you have redeemed our life of all adversaries. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. You did not take away life, but devise ways of that we will be drawn in close to you. And we just want to say thank you. We offer sacrifice of sweet Savior to you, oh God, and pray for life and the lives of our children today. In the name of Jesus Christ, it pleases you, oh God, if it pleases you, and if we have found favor in your sight, let us, oh God, receive life. Oh Lord, that you have given us today in abundance in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, bless in a mighty way right now, God. We gather together with other believers today, and we stand for our life, oh God. Hallelujah. We destroy, slay, and cause to pass all the power that would rise up against us and oppose us. We take the sword of them for pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's in Jesus' name that we receive our healing, that we are delivered right now for whatever that's been tormenting our body, our mind, our soul, and our spirit today, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but shall, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. And Father God, we just want to say thank you and we love you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Receive it right now. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you're dealing with any type of sickness in your body, hallelujah, and you've been waiting for your healing, receive it right now by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. You got to have faith with no doubt. The Bible tells that God says that if you have faith with no doubt, hallelujah, we're not talking about wavering faith, not believe for a moment, oh, the pain, God, oh, when it's going to come back, no, believing and receiving your healing today, and hallelujah, and holding on to a man clean, make healing clean to your body. We bind healing to your body right now, good health to your body right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. My God, and we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. God bless everyone. Is everyone, people still coming into the shout today? God bless you, hallelujah. May all that we've already prayed for may be a blessing to your life, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, what I do want to share today, you all want to talk about renewal. We're being renewed, hallelujah, being renewed. Every day we come to be renewed, to be refreshed. When we talk about new mercy and new grace, being renewed, hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 51 and 10, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Second Corinthians, you all says in chapter 4, verse 16, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Hallelujah. So no two snowflakes you are alike. No two sunsets are ever exactly the same. Your creator delivers a masterpiece with every stroke of artistry he inspires. You are no different. I want you to understand that you are no different. Which you all understand, again, you are no different. With each touch of his hand, with every letter you read in his word, he changes your heart from old to new, forming you in his image. You become more like him each moment you spend with him. Your Creator makes all things new, and He's continually shaping the perfect you. See, I want you to understand something. There's no challenge. There's no change without challenge. She said some of us are like, oh, this is too hard. I might as well go back to where I used to be. This is too much. But I want you to understand is there's no change without challenge. Hallelujah. See, your relationship with God is alive. It's living and breathing. It requires nourishment to survive. Much like tribulations you are that we go through, but there's going to be times that, you know, that we feel like we want to give up. But I want you to know that because what God is doing you right now, He's preparing you for that time that you'll be able to overcome it. Amen. Because God is changing you today from the inside out. Hallelujah. When you allow God to change you, see, He's not going to just take over you. You got to surrender your will over to God and say, God, change me. Come and change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Oh Lord, put me back on a potter's wheel and remold me. Make me over. Make me new. Make me better. I've allowed the world to use you, oh God, but I want to be used by you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, you all just remember every day God wants you full. Fill up as you renew your spirit and mind daily with His word and in His presence. You're a life-giving river of living water. Fill up, pour out, and fill up again. Be restored, be renewed daily. Amen, with the word of God. God is doing it, but you got to allow God to do it. He's not going to just step in and do it. You got to allow God to do it. You got to welcome Him in. You got to welcome the Holy Spirit in your life and say, come on in and have your way. Have your way. I give it all over to you, Lord. I surrender all over to you, all that I am for all that you are, God. I bow daily to this, Father God. So I ask that you strengthen my spirit, man, Father God. More of you and less of myself right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And they have a song that goes, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away, oh Lord. I give myself away so you can use me. And then He said, here I am. So now you, your mama can't go and say, here I am for my son. You just super can't go. You got to go so you can accept, you can receive all that God has for you to receive. You gotta decide for yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, let God have His way. You know, we always talk about what I will, but when you say, Father God, let Thy will be done. Not my will. You can go pray for everything, but you got to ask God, let Thy will be done. And that's how we pray in the midst. You know, when we're asking God for worldly things, but when you say, God, over all and everything, Lord God, let Thy will be done. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for one more time today. And I have our message here, everybody. Hallelujah. I wanted to continue to lift up my dear friend and sister, Evangelist Kimberly Welford. We're trusting God for complete healing, that she won't have to have any type of surgery or anything. For we believe and trust God to be, you know, just as the Word of God says, that He is our healer. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. So keep praying for our sister. Put on your prayer list. We won't come down until she receives her complete healing. We believe in God for it. We believe in God for miracles of healing for everyone that's on the call today. But I just ask everyone that you continue to pray for our sister and friend, amen, and my mother, Cara Dillard, amen, that's, you know, just dealing with God is working on, you know, on in and on all of us. So I just thank God right now, whatever it is that is causing us to still be dealing with this, Father God, we ask that you reveal it to us in the name of Jesus Christ so that we can be completely healed, amen, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. The word today, Father, the word today, you all, the message is be determined to serve, be determined to serve. Be determined, you all, to serve. And not let anything get in your way, not making excuses. Be determined to serve. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 28:20, be strong and of good courage and do it. Do not fear nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. So Jesus teaches that the most esteemed men and women you are not the self-congregatory leaders of society, but are instead the humblest of servants. But as weak human beings you are, we are sometimes fall short as we seek to puff ourselves up and glorify our own accomplishments. So to do so is wrong, you are. So today you may feel the temptation to build yourself up in the eyes of your neighbors. Resist the temptation, you are. Instead, serve your neighbors quietly and without fanfare. Fair you are. As an humble servant, you will glorify yourself not before mankind, but before God. And that's what He intends for us, oh God. And we just thank God that earthly glory is fleeting, you are, but heavenly glory endures throughout eternity. So the choice is yours today. Either you can lift yourself up here on earth and be humbled, hallelujah, in heaven or vice versa. Burnett Wright said, though our service to others, God wants to influence our world for Him. Your prayer should be daily as you start, dear Lord. In weak moments, we may try to build ourselves up by placing ourselves ahead of others, but you want us to be humble servants of those who need our encouragement, our help, and our love. Today, we will do our best to follow in the footsteps of your son, Jesus, by serving others humbly, faithfully, and lovingly. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory. Amen, amen. Learning to love people right where they are, right where they are in the midst of everything. You know, when you hear the word, come as you are, you know, loving people right where they are and allowing them to grow. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank God for everyone that's here on the show today. It has been a glorious time. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. We're back here tonight, Thursday night. It's midweek service. Join us tonight here in midweek service if you can. God bless you. God keep you. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you, hallelujah, to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we come together, that we'll say glory, hallelujah, to God be the glory. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that.